also here.
Mm-hmm.
And where else?
I guess in Anderson, too.
Uh-huh. I saw it in the paper last night. I thought it was talking about Scott County, too. So I just
yeah, they may have the same system.
Those are members. What is the quarterly court? Is that just...
They meet quarterly, and they handle the business of the county.
I see. So they're like the county counterparts of the councilmen.
Yes,
right. The councilmen at the county level.
Yeah, right.
I see. That's interesting. Now, talk about your nationality. Someone says, are you a Canadian? You say, no.
I'm American.
Sure. And a person with black skin is a...
Black.
Or...
Negro.
Yeah. What other neutral terms are you familiar with?
We say colored. Is that what you're
talking about? Yeah, words that are not, that you don't regard as pejorative or offensive. Colored, Negro, black.
Well, I think we all used colored, and I still have a tendency to say colored. We have a small population of black. But now with the news media pushing the term black, we are using that more and more here.
Okay. And what about some pejorative terms, some derogatory terms that are fairly common through this?
Well, let's see. Coon is one that's used here. And, there's a number, but I don't know whether I can think of them or not. Nigger is used a lot. Of course, that's common,
sure.
Nigger. And Ace of Spades. And
Okay. Now, how about talking about some people who don't keep up their you might talk about people like this now as being people who are on relief or something, you know, but people who don't.
Trifling, is that what you're
saying? That's just what I mean.
Trifling, that won't work.
Uh-huh.
Well, around here, they call the people that are on relief or welfare, they call it drawing.
Uh-huh.
And so if you ask what their occupation is, they'll just say, I draw.
Uh-huh. Now, if they ever use a term like, do you say trifling people is what you're talking
well,
about?
Well, just
that's what
no people. Count.
No count. Trifling. How about trash or white trash or poor white trash?
We don't use that.
How about a person who might live way up in the mountains? There probably aren't too many people like that anymore. But a man who lived way up in the mountains and who was really out of touch with everybody, rarely came to town, he'd be called a...
Well, I guess I'd call him sort of a hermit type.
Yeah. Do you ever hear a mountain something? People from Indiana are called
Hoosiers.
Yeah. Did you ever hear that word?
Oh, mountain Hoosier.
Yeah.
Yeah, some, but not too much around here. I mean, I haven't.
How about the word cracker? What does that suggest to you?
Well, of course we know Georgia crackers, but we don't use that term.
Okay. And if someone was rushing you, you might say now just
slow down.
Just a
minute.
Yeah. And someone wanted to know the distance from here to Wafalit, they might say to you, how
far is it?
And if someone wanted to, you wanted to know the number of times a person went to town, you might say, how many times,
how often did you go?
Yeah.
Well, I don't say that. Yeah. I say, how many times did you go?
Okay. But you might say, I don't do that very
often. Oh, I don't do that very often.
Yeah. And I say, I'm not going to do it. And you agree with me. I'm not going to vote for him. And you might say...
Well, I'm not either.
Okay. And now these are just for pronunciation. This up here is my...
Forehead.
And this is...
Your hair.
And if I didn't shave, I might grow a...
Beard.
And this is my lip...
Ear.
Lip.
Left ear.
And this is my...
Right ear.
And this is my...
Mouth.
And all around here, this is my...
Neck.
And this is my...
Adam's apple.
Or, ever hear that called anything else? Goozles.
Well, no, I think that might be what some people call. I call it a little thing hangs down your mouth, your goozle.
Oh, right. I see the epiglottis.
Yes.
And then the if you might have a not be able to swallow, you have a sore
throat.
Yeah, and this is one
tooth.
Two
teeth.
And above the teeth are the